We like to, on Thursdays, visit with Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist. We love us some Dawn Jackson Blattner. Dawn, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, John, thanks for having me.
When you go to a movie at the theater, what do you get at the snack bar?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is this admitting when I sneak things in? Is that against the rules?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Is it against the rules?
Go, yeah. Girl. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, listen, you know, they sell delicious, like, individual bags of popcorn that I enjoy, so I love that. And then I usually put a little trail mix, individual trail mix in there, and it's like a popcorn and a trail mix all together, and I feel like it's great.
Wow, I did not
expect
that.
Maybe that's against the rules. I don't know.
Do you get a soda?
I do not get a soda. I do not get a soda. I'm a really big sparkling water fan, as you might be suspicious of.
Shocked.
But I feel like they're so flavorful and delicious. And these days, I don't know what they sell at the movie theater. But I'll tell you, my house is always stocked with a million different flavors of them because they have so many flavors these days.
Yeah, our house, we got a lot of those, too. Well, the president said that they should use cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup in Coca-Cola, and they're going to change the construction of it. I don't know if that means the recipe, but instead of high fructose corn syrup, Coca-Cola company hasn't confirmed this, but the president says this is going to happen, is going to use cane sugar. From a nutritional standpoint, in your world, is one any different than the other, Dawn?
Not really, no. I get actually really worried about what's known as health halos, where people are like, oh my gosh, you know, this candy no longer has these dyes in it. Oh my gosh, this soda is now made with pure cane sugar. And that people get this idea that those types of things are going to make junk food healthier really scares me. It's actually, nerve-wracking to me. All of these foods we should be eating in such small quantities that the amount of high fructose corn syrup and dyes that we're eating are very small because it's junk food in general. So when these changes take effect, you know, don't let it sway you into thinking that this means that it's somewhat healthier for you. It is not.
I asked Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Jeffrey Copen this week. Somebody actually texted it in, and they said, please, once and for all, put the debate to rest. What's better, Diet Coke or regular Coke? And he said what I think you would have said, and that is neither.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bummer answer because, you know, you would like to help people out and say, you know, oh my gosh, one is better than the other. But, you know, in general, trying to get these flavored waters is your top choice or, you know, plain water, fine. Water with cucumbers and lemons and limes and squeezes of orange and all that. And if you are somebody who is paying attention to blood sugar levels, which probably should be most of us, you know, maybe the diet soda edges out the pure sugar soda.
Right.
But, you know, they're both, use them both in moderation is the overall goal.
Talk to me about oatmeal. Why is that on your mind today, Dawn?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, so I'm always, every day I'm looking at nutrition research studies, and this one came across my desk. It's from 2021. And I'm like, how did I not see this before? This was so interesting, all about oatmeal. So I think we've all seen, like, on your oatmeal containers, there's like an icon of a heart. We know that it's this heart smart food. Eat your oatmeal, eat your oatmeal. Well, my gosh, this new study, they had 200, even over 200 adults eating this special fiber that you find in oatmeal called beta-glucan. And they were eating this for 4 weeks. And they were like, okay, studying what these people ended up saying got better. And it was shocking. The people who were eating the beta-glucan, which is, you know, the fiber in oats, had less fatigue, fewer headaches, less anxiety, and less joint pain. And the researchers were saying, hey, this is probably all linked to the fact that they were having lower inflammation in their body. So they're having, you know, mood benefits and joint benefits and less headaches and more energy. It is shocking to think that oatmeal, I mean, you know, it's such a humble food. It's like, you know, that oatmeal could have all these benefits beyond just the heart really is exciting to me. And in the study, the people ate a little bit over the typical serving size of oats. The serving size that most people, you know, if you're going to eat oatmeal, is about a half of a cup of those raw oats that you take out of your container. The people in the study were eating 3/4 of a cup, so not that much more than a standard serving. But after reading this, it reminded me that, you know what, I need to remember to have my oatmeal regularly. Yeah. And in the summer, I quite love, we talked about it a week or two ago, I quite love in the summer to do the no-cook oatmeal method. And this is where you take the oats and you take the milk together and you put it in a jar and you put it in the fridge instead of cooking it. And overnight, and 4 hours, 6 hours, or overnight, it really actually softens the oats and makes it such a delicious creamy texture. And you eat that cold, and you can put on, you know, your favorite toppings on there. I mean, there's all, you know, all sorts of combos you can use. But like, you know, for example, if you are a, you know, peanut butter and jelly fan, maybe you chop up some grapes on there and drizzle a little peanut butter and get that vibe going. Or if you love chocolate in the morning, it could be unsweetened cocoa powder, some banana and walnuts on there. Or I've done like a carrot cake one where I shred carrots on there and put raisins and pecans. But there's lots of different flavors you could have, and that overnight oats, great for your heart, and then potentially all these other benefits.
Cinnamon okay on there?
Oh my gosh, cinnamon is a dietitian's A plus dream, because things like cinnamon, even like vanilla, those are mimicking sugar on your tongue. So if you're looking for ways to decrease sugar, increasing cinnamon, increasing vanilla in everything that you're eating makes a lot of sense.
Dawn, this is about the oats, but could I have one of those oat breads or an oat cereal? Would that accomplish the same thing that you're talking about?
So, yeah, it could be. It doesn't have to be like, you know, soaked in water or cooked. It could even just be oat flour. And so we've done recipes here, like the black bean brownies that we talk about a lot or that kind of thing. Those all have oat flour in them. And so that actually counts too. And to make oat flour, it's very easy. You just take rolled oats, also known as old-fashioned oats, put it in your blender and a few pulses, and you have oat flour that you can then swap in even half of all your white flour in your typical baked goods to get that benefits of the beta-glucan that's found in oats.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner, the nutritionist and dietitian that you find at DJ Blattner on Instagram and Dawn Jackson-Blattner online, is here. I've got some questions from listeners. Can I throw some at you?
Sounds good.
Can you ask Dawn what she thinks about those squirt flavors for water, Mio, for example?
Yeah, so this kind of goes into our discussion about like sugar, artificial sweeteners, that kind of thing. I actually really do like them because they help people drink more water and you're not using high volumes of them. But if you are somebody who's using a lot of artificial sweeteners and you're using lots and lots of these squirts, you know, maybe just pull back. But for most of us, we need to drink more water. And if one of those little squirts will do it for you, it's minimal added sugar. It's minimal artificial sugar. So it's probably a win.
What does Dawn think about creatine?
Okay, I'm on the pro creatine team, and the reason being is because it is a supplement. We don't talk that much about supplements because I like people to get nutrition from food, but it is a supplement that's very well studied. About 3 to 5 grams for most people every day helps with bursts of energy in your mitochondria, which are your little parts of your cell that are the, you know, energy hubs. And so it is probably great, especially for people who are aging, for women who tend not to have as much creatine stores, and for plant-based eaters who tend not to eat much creatine in the foods that they eat. So those are the types of people who probably benefit more than even the typical person you thought of, which was, you know, the young male athlete in their 20s. That's who used to take it, and now so many more people are taking it with the additional benefits potentially of brain health and cognition. So, you know, anytime you're taking a supplement, consider speaking with your doctor or healthcare professional. But creatine, you know, putting that on your radar for muscle and for brain health is interesting.
630 wants to know if steel oats are just as good.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to oats, you can have instant oatmeal, you can have quick oats, you can have rolled oats, and you can have steel cut oats. Those are all whole grains. So they're all great for you. In terms of fullness, how full you get, the less chopped up and processed, the more full you feel. So steel-cut oats and rolled oats are going to give you the most fullness rather than the quick or the instant. But they also count as whole grain, also very good. And yes, you definitely get those benefits we talked about.
I don't know what this is, Dawn. Can you ask Dawn what she thinks about the Yuka app, Y-U-K-A?
Oh, yeah. So that is an app where you can actually scan various foods in your house, you know, using like the UPC code or in the grocery store, and it will pop up sort of like a light system, like green, this is good, and here's why. Yellow, this is warning food, here's why. Red, you know, here's why you might not want to eat much of this. I actually think it is a great starting point. It's kind of controversial in the dietitian world. A lot of dietitians say, you know, it tells people that foods are good and bad, and it's not always 100% accurate. But hey, listen, I think information is power. And so it is an interesting app you can play with, and it gives you some information about food and what to buy more of and what to buy less of in the grocery store. So I say it's worth giving a try.
John, please ask Dawn if she's ever made her own homemade sauerkraut. I'm going to attempt it tomorrow, and I wonder if I should add garlic and turmeric to the basic recipe.
Oh my gosh, yes, you should definitely add the garlic and the turmeric to the basic recipe, along with a little black pepper, because that helps you absorb that turmeric a little bit better.
Right.
I have made, and actually in my book called The Superfood Swap, I have made all sorts of fermented vegetables. And that really is what sauerkraut is it's cabbage that's fermented to get all those good bacteria that our gut needs for optimal health. And so, yes, try sauerkraut with the sliced up cabbage, the garlic that you said, the turmeric and black pepper. But you can also then play with all sorts of other vegetables. So that could be you have fermented cucumbers, which become a fun type of pickle, or carrots. I've done cauliflower. I mean, there's all sorts of goodness that you could do if you become a vegetable fermenter.
312-981-7200 is the number. Okay, more of your questions on the text line. You'll jump the queue if you call in and we hear your voice. 312-981-7200. Dawn Jackson-Blattner, the nutritionist and dietitian, the author of The Superfood Swap, has all kinds of questions from our listeners all lined up. You ready to go, Dawn?
I am ready.
I said you'll jump the queue if you call in, and now everybody's called in. Let's see how many of these we can get through quickly. Teresa, you're on WGN with Dawn. What can we do for you?
Hello?
Hi, Teresa. You're on the air.
Okay. I heard that almond milk and almonds contain something called lectins, and this is bad for digestion.
Is that true, Dawn?
No, there is truth to the whole thing that healthy foods like almonds have lectins. That is actually true. However, lectins are not the bad boy that some doctors and some books would have you believe. In fact, how I read all this nutrition research is I look for the people who live the longest and healthiest lives in the world, and I find out what do they eat. And they are eating nuts and seeds, including almonds, and they're eating beans and fruits and vegetables and all those things. So we don't have to worry about it. It is in there, but long-living people eat it.
Let's go to Annie. You're on WGN with Dawn Jackson-Blattner. Annie, what's your question? Hi.
Hey, it's Phil. Good morning.
Hey.
I saw this on the internet for weight loss. You know, all of us postmenopausal women dealing with a little extra weight around the middle, they're talking pink Himalayan salt with apple cider vinegar and lemon. You're supposed to drink that every morning, and weight just falls off you. Really?
I mean, don't we wish that was true? Don't we wish that was true? First of all, your voice is so upbeat and friendly. I just love it. So thank you very much. However, that is not going to be a magic bullet, but there are some medicinal good properties in what you're talking about. So for example, the vinegar, like apple cider vinegar, it's not a miracle like you talk about, you know, see on the internet, whatever, but 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 8 ounces of water, you have to make sure you dilute it. Otherwise, it's not good for your teeth or for your esophagus. When you do that, there may be some benefits to blood sugar regulation. So again, not a magic bullet, but it is something to consider doing in the morning or before a heavy meal, and see how you feel.
1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar mixed into 8 ounces of water. And then she also mentioned the Himalayan salt.
Oh, yeah. So here's when it comes to salt, why people think Himalayan sea salt is so great is that it has extra minerals in there. However, you're using such a small amount, it's likely those minerals aren't doing that much. However, if you are going to be somebody who uses something like a pink Himalayan salt, I love it. I think it's great for those little bit of extra minerals. you do have to keep in mind that a lot of us are ditching iodized salt, and that's a problem because if you eat vegetables like broccoli and kale and Brussels sprouts and things, we need iodine in our diet to balance that out so our thyroid can work healthfully. So just make sure if you are somebody who has no iodized salt in your house, you've got to have things that are iodine rich in your life, such as like those seaweed snacks would be a real easy example of how to get iodine if you're not doing it through your salt.
But if I have that coarse kind of kosher salt, or, you know, it seems like we'll have a little bowl in our house with this heavier coarse salt. Is that, I don't know that that's the iodized salt.
It's interesting. You can get iodized versions of really anything. So in my house, most of what I use is sea salt, but I use iodized sea salt.
Yeah.
So you can get various types of salt with the iodine included. And again, this is just a thing to think about for your thyroid health. Is just make sure if you're not doing iodized salt, which you don't have to, just make sure you're getting it in other places.
Yeah, maybe we've got that. I don't know. Dawn, though, back to her question, though, is there anything I can do or eat that is going to eliminate some of that spot fat that gathers in the middle or maybe under your arm? I know you can tone things up as best you can, but as we age, that's just going to happen? Or is there some magic recipe or exercise to actually take that away?
I wish there was spot treatment, but really it is not. When you have a healthy diet and exercise, you're removing fat from everywhere, and there are some sticky spots that seem to last for a long time. However, when it comes to that belly fat, that is one that is more dangerous than the other since it's so close to your organs. And it is important to pay attention to that through regular exercise, but also a fiber-rich blood sugar balancing diet. That has actually been shown to be the best for that visceral fat or that belly fat. And so a high fiber blood sugar balancing diet. And what does that mean? You look at your plate and make sure there's protein on there, whole grains, a lot of vegetables, and a little bit of fat. A balanced meal to balance your blood sugars also helps reduce visceral fat.
Time's up.
Oh, man, does our time fly when we're having fun, I guess.
We are. We always appreciate your time, Dawn. And I know some of our listeners reach out to you at DawnJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Instagram. We'll get to more of those next time. And we hope you can join us next week.
I would love to. Thanks. Have a great week. Thanks, John.